7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
And here we go. The current time is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. And as soon as I started talking, guess who jumped up and ran right over here? That's right, it's Pippa, the sergeant-at-arms of this committee. Hello, baby dingins! My name's Tobe, I'm your chairman. And here in the background today, we're listening to a little bit of Takuya Nakamura, who is awesome. This is some live stuff he's doing. And I've been checking him out because I've got some good news. He's coming to town. He's going to be in town next week. And I'm really hoping to go see him perform. And I hope that happens because I think he's awesome. And he's playing a venue that I haven't played in quite a long time. And so I kind of want to go down there. Maybe I'll have to get back into the scene. Maybe I'll have to say, hey, you know, if you like this guy, maybe you need to have me come and play in your little art space. I used to all the time. Yeah, it's down at the Bemis. I'm kind of excited about it in a weird way. Where am I going to park, though? Do I really want to drive down there? No, I don't, because, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to afford it. Just, and that's the irony. The show is free. I'm not going to be able to afford to park down there. And even if I could afford to park down there, I wouldn't be able to park because I don't have the smartphone that you need to use the parking meters. Thanks. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that. I got to work out the logistics, though. Alright, so I'm just going to be sitting around indoors all day again today because it's going to be super hot and I don't have anything better to do. And it's Saturday, so you can't go anywhere because everywhere is packed full of people. Can't go to any of the parks because all the baseball will be being played. And all the football will be even played. And when does football start? When does my damn community shield was last week? Wait, does my football start today? Yeah, better look into that. Also, I've been wondering, when does school start? Because it hasn't started yet. And I gotta know, because there's a street in my neighborhood. The main street for getting out of my neighborhood to the north is a one-way street at certain times of day during the school year, you know, to help facilitate school traffic. And I need to know when school starts so I don't go driving up the wrong way of that street anytime soon. Hi, Pippa. Pippa has returned. She ran over into the bathroom. I think this kitty wants some water. Do you want some kitty water? Are you the thirstiest kitty in the world? Yes, you are. But I got it. Oop, and we lost. Okay, hold on a second. Why does this keep happening? We lost the background music. Giga. Come back, Takuya. Oh, there he is. Okay. I've been having some odd media failures lately, but that's neither here nor there. The important thing to know is that I did some more dice stuff last night. Oh, yeah. But what do you expect? So, last night, or yesterday, after Dubious Goals Committee, I sat down and I said to myself, okay, we're going to get serious. We're going to do some serious research and do some serious work. and I'm going to actually write things down on paper with a pen, and I did this, but I didn't do what I was thinking about doing. What I was thinking about doing was devising some more dice rankings for, like, four dice. For three dice, for four dice, maybe for five. We got plenty of five systems, so do I really need to look into that? Yeah, maybe, maybe not. So what did I do instead? Right? You know who you're talking to. Damn. Yeah, so I distracted myself. I didn't do any of those things. No, I distracted myself because I was thinking about two dice. And I thought of something kind of weird. I was thinking, okay, so if you had two dice, what's another different way of ranking the rolls? You know, we've got the standard way, which is just add the dice together. The total of the dice, it gives us a random number between 2 and 12, but it doesn't give us, you know, an even distribution of these numbers. No, you're more likely to roll a 7 than you are rolling a 2, right? So really, the 7 is the most common thing you can roll, and the 2 is, and the 12 are the least common things you can roll. So it kind of doesn't make sense to use that system to determine who rolls the higher or lower number. Or no, doesn't. That's not the subject that we had handled. We don't need to go off on that tangent. Another way to rank dice, a two dice roll, is in the poker style. So you just go with standard poker hands, but just with two dice. So you can only have pairs. So you have a pair, and then you have a high card and a kicker. And that gives you 21 combinations of the dice, all of which are equally probable. So that's a convenient and easy thing to do. And I thought, what other ways are there to rank two dice? And then something really bizarre occurred to me. Well, you know, if the most common way is to just total the dice, use the sum of the faces of the two dice, what would happen if you used the difference? Okay, yeah, there's an idea. Kind of a weird idea, but a weird idea, a good idea, an idea nonetheless. Okay, yeah. What you need to know is I'm not in the best shape today. Do I need to talk about intellectual smart things when I can't even function? I don't know. I had a strange night. But regardless. Yeah, suppose you roll two dice. Let's grab a couple of dice here. Suppose you roll two dice and instead of totaling the dice, you subtract the smaller from the larger. Okay, so I'm rolling two dice, and I've rolled what we would call a 7, a 5-2. The sum is 7. The difference is 3. Interesting. Yeah, anybody think of this? Okay, I just rolled double 5. The total of which is 10. The difference of which is 0. And here's where it starts to get weird. Okay. So if you roll two dice and you take the difference, you only have 6 possibilities. The sum gives you a total between 2 and 12. The difference gives you a number between 0 and 5. In other words, the faces of the dice, you know, minus 1. The maximum face of the dice minus 1. Rad. Okay, so can you use this for rankings or something? Yeah, you could. You could have a contest where, okay, let's see who can roll the highest number, but you have to use the difference. Or you could say, let's see who can roll the lowest number, but you have to use the difference. Okay, that's great. So let me roll first. I roll 6-5. That gives me 1. Now you, my opponent, you have to beat 1. So you pick up the dice and you roll them. Ooh. And you rolled a 2-1, so it's a draw. So I roll again, and I roll 2-2. Zero. Wait, are we trying to get the high number or the low number? We're trying to get the high number. And you roll, you have to beat a zero. Boom. 5-3. You got two. You win. You beat Tobe at his own game. Okay, so this is interesting and all, but, what? Isn't there something weird here, Tobe? Yeah, there is something really weird here. And, of course, because we're using two dice and we're not doing a poker ranking system, we do have 36 possible permutations of the dice. 36, I don't want to use the word combinations, but you know what I mean. These are permutations. However, these are not like the sum. Okay, here's where it gets weird. Yeah. All right. Let's start with the highest possible difference, 5. There's only two ways to get a 5. You can roll the 1-6 or the 6-1. That will give you a difference of 5. You have the maximum possible difference. Congratulations. Two possible ways to do it. There's 36 potential rolls, different rolls of the dice. Your odds are 1 in 18. Actually, your chances are 1 in 18 of rolling a 5, a difference of 5. The next highest difference is, of course, 4. You can get that by rolling the 6-2 or the 2-6 or the 5-1 or the 1-5. So there's 4 different ways to do it out of 36 possible ways to roll the dice, giving you the chances of 1 in 9. Of rolling a 4. Your chances are twice as good as rolling a 4 than a 5. Beautiful. Okay, let's do 3s. You have 6 possible ways of rolling a difference of 3. The 6-3, the 5-2, the 4-1, the 1-4, the 2-5, and the 3-6. That's 6 out of 36, or 1 chance in 6 of rolling a 3. 2s. There's 8 different ways of rolling a 2. Work them out for yourself, giving you the chances of 4 and 9, or 8 out of 36. There are 10 possible ways of rolling a difference of 1, giving you the chances of 5 and 18ths, 5 and 18, or 10 and 36. Okay, so far this is working out really great. You know, the highest difference is the least likely thing to happen, which is good. This is how we'd want a game. The more rare thing, the more rare something is, the more valuable it is, right? So the rare occurrence of rolling a 6-1 or a 1-6 gives you 5 points. It's the rarest thing to happen. It can only happen twice in every 36 rolls. It gives you the biggest difference, the most points. And we have this nice even distribution all the way down. 4, 3, 2, 1. As we go down in points, the easier it is to get these points until we get to 0. How many different ways are there to make a 0 using the difference of 2 dice? Well, what's the only way you can get a 0? You have to roll the same thing on both dice, right? You have to roll doubles. So 6-6 gives you 0, 5-5, 0, 4 minus 4 is 0, 3 minus 3 is 0, 2, 2, 1, 1, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. There are 6 ways to get a 0, and only 6 ways to roll a 0. Out of 36 possible rolls, that's 1 in 6 chances of rolling a 0. Your chances of rolling a 0 are equal to your chances of rolling a 3. Your chances of rolling a 0 are much better than your chances of rolling a 1, or even a 2, and it's equal with 3. That's a problem, because now the worst possible score, which should be the most common thing to roll, is not. It's the median thing to roll. What? The lowest thing you can roll is a 1. You have 10 in 36 chances. But this is where it gets crazy. If you add zeros and threes together, you have 12 possible rolls out of 36. You have a 1 in 3rd chance of rolling 0 or 3. What? Is this a problem? I don't know. We'll talk about it right after this. It's getting kind of meditative being here today, isn't it? Oh boy. I'm on fire lately. Is it just me, or has the quality of Dubious Goals Committee really set the high bar recently? Oh, great. Now the cat's coming back. Hi, dingins. Let's hear a baby. Hello. Yeah, okay. So I watered the cat, and then the cat left, and I sat down. Okay, yeah, let's get back into this. And now the cat has returned. Hello, baby dingins. So here we go. Cat time. Anyway, I'm drinking some cola flavored beverage. All right. So where were we? Oh, yeah, the game. There is no game. All we have right now is this weird dice ranking system where the reward is not quite equivalent to the risk. But that's okay. There are games like that. So now we have this ranking system where you're just as likely to roll 0 as you are 3. But it's more likely that you'll roll a 1 or a 2. If you're lucky, you'll roll a 4 or a 5. Okay, so what we need here is some kind of dice game where rolling 0 maybe isn't a bad thing. You know, if it's equally opportunistic, what was the word I was going to use? If it's equally likely that a 0 is going to come up as a 3, you might as well make that 0 something special. So you, right? You know what I mean? So instead of having the difference be 0 points, let's say you have this game where the points you get are the difference, unless you roll doubles. And if you roll doubles, then something different happens. Maybe there's a mode flip. Maybe the mode of the game changes and you have to do something else. I don't know. It's an interesting system. And I think I'm going to have to explore this more and develop a game for it, because this is just downright weird. Never seen or heard anything like this before. So, you know, let's run with it. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. Pippa says I'm right. Am I right, Pippa? Pippa says yes. Why are we still sitting here? The cat says. The kitty says, I want to drink some kitty water. You just drank kitty water. Stop rubbing your face up against the microphone. If you keep hearing low frequency thumps and weird sounds, it's because my cat is sitting right here. There she did it again. She's headbutting the microphone. What are you doing? Yeah, we don't headbutt the microphones. And we don't drop the microphones. Because you're a good kitty. And I think the good kitty wants water. So yeah, instead of yesterday developing some of the new game ideas I have, I've just been working on this stupid thing with the weird zeros in it. Don't quit bumping your head up against it. What I really need to do is work on a three dice game that I thought of for an interesting, but actually not very interesting, ranking system. If we go back to CeeLo, the game CeeLo, or the game 456, however you know this game, however you know what it's called, whatever name you call it, we have developed that game for poker dice, and we have the poker rankings, the poker dice rankings for CeeLo sitting around here somewhere. I don't know, I thought they were real handy, but maybe they're not. They're on a card. Where's that one index card? Okay, I got the two half index cards, so I've got the piece of paper. Where the hell's the index card? We can't lose the index card. That's a critical one, and it's missing. It was that a... Welcome to the Tobe system of doing anything. Where the hell is the one piece of paper? You know, I'm constantly told as a child, well, if you want to remember something, write it down. Write it down, write it down. So yeah, okay, I write it down. And then you just lose the piece of paper. This is why I don't make grocery lists. Okay, well, regardless. Take my word for it that this dice ranking exists. Where could this piece of paper have gone? Where could this card have... It was right freaking here. Now this is starting to bother me. So we're going to waste the rest of today's show just looking for this one index card that has some black magic marker written on it. Where in the hell did this go? I'm just moving paper around. Okay, now I'm annoying myself. All right, what you need to know is that this ranking system exists, and there's variations on it. And the variation that I'm developing is for a game that we're going to call Royal House, as in the Royal House of Saud, or the Royal House of Windsor Mountbatten. And the highest roll you're going to be able to roll is the Royal House, which is a king, a queen, and a jack. I still can't find this card anywhere. Did I put it in a book? Was I using it as a bookmark? Yep, here it is. It's in the hoyle. There we go. Why do I do these things? And we don't even need it. Now, the difference between... now I'm just distracted. Hold on a second. Let me put all this crap back. And I'll tell you this. In my Royal House game, the best role you can get will be King, Queen, Jack, the paint, the royal family. And then the ranking will go triple ace, triple king, triple queen, triple jack, triple 10, triple 9. And then it'll go to doubles with kickers. So ace, ace, X, king, king, X. And then I've decided to include the straights. But I haven't done the math yet. So when I say the straights, I mean the sequential runs. 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 4, 3, 4, 5, 4, 5, 6. Except this will be with poker dice, so it'll be 9, 10, jack, 10, jack, queen, 10, queen, king, ace. I'm still debating on whether or not to use the wraparound straights or not. The wraparound straights, of course, add the king, ace, 9, and the ace, 9, 10. Which is weird, because it increases the odds of rolling any straight from 1 in 54 to 1 in 36, which is fine, but that also changes their position on the table of where the rankings are. You know, again, it's chances versus reward, risk versus reward. So I'm going to incorporate the straights. I think I might just do the regular straights. The wrapping straights create a problem, but the wrapping straights also create an interesting idea. And that is, how do you rank the straights? Okay, now normally in poker, you rank the straight by the highest card. So, for example, king or queen, king, ace beats jack, queen, king, because ace is higher than king. However, if you add the wraparound straights, something weird starts to happen. And I think it might be more interesting, just for the sake of having a weird mechanic. Why not use the card in the middle, or the die in the middle? So if you have queen, king, ace, that's beaten by, okay, that would be the highest straight normally, right? Queen, king, ace. But as soon as you add the wraparound straights, now you have king, ace, 9. All right, now if that was a straight, that 9 would be no good. But middle, the card in the middle. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't feel good. I'm going to be very sick here in a minute. How much time do we have left? Oh, Jesus, we got 2.5 minutes. So let's say two players end up with a straight. Who wins? Well, why not use the card in the middle? It gets kind of weird now, right? So, queen, king, ace is beaten by king, ace, 9. Because the ace in the middle of king, ace, 9 is higher than the king in queen, king, ace. And so, I might do a high-low thing here too, or maybe the low straight is something, but I'm kind of saving my high-low effort for a separate game that is either 3 or 4 dice high-low poker. So maybe you get 3 or 4 dice and you have to form 2 pairs. And you want a high pair and a low pair because you need to declare what you're going for. You know, Well, at some point in the game, you'll say, okay, yeah, I'm going for the high, I'm going for the low, or I'm going for both. The both is the big risk. If you get them both, yeah, you win double. But if you lose, bah, 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 it's going to be bad. Yeah, I'm not doing super great. Things are going to be bad here in a minute. So I'm going to tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day. Whether I like it or not, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. End of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
By the end of point, it's a big nonsense. You're gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face. Big disgrace. Kicking a can on over the place. We we will rock you. We will rock you.